Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been a rough start to fall down the shore with storm after storm taking chunks out of the beach. A new report from New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection details the damage, as we hear more now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
A few passing hurricanes well offshore and a nasty nor'easter churned up the surf and beaches in central and southern Jersey took the brunt of it.
I would call this impact bad. Not devastating, thankfully.
New Jersey DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette says there's no reason to go fixing the beach now because more of these storms are likely on the horizon this winter.
Extensive beach restoration and sand movements might wait until the late winter, early spring.
And LaTourette says the state is still waiting on a commitment from the federal government to help replenishment efforts.
So as this federal budget is negotiated down in Washington, we got to make sure we're speaking up and that we secure the Jersey Shore.
The report names several areas of LBI as having moderate to major erosion. Officials there say one or two more of these storms could cause serious problems. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.